Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House hearing.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen testifying before a House Oversight Committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sits on that same committee.
The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are continuing to hold talks in Hanoi. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News the best way to negotiate with the North Koreans.
In informal settings, at meals, when they walk off together, they seem to have built a good rapport. And this is where you make deals with the North Koreans. So far, the summit is off to a good start.
The Dow closed down 72 points to close at 25,985. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A survey finds many young adults have second thoughts about their student loans. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
73% of millennials who have student loan debt say they've delayed at least one major life or financial milestone because of that debt. According to a new Bankrate.com report, that includes saving for emergencies, buying a house, getting married, or having kids. In hindsight, 77% of the millennials surveyed who have student loan debt say if they could do it all again, they would do things very differently. Many saying they would have applied for more scholarships or attended a cheaper school. 9% say they wouldn't have gone to college at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The future of a large concrete cross memorializing fallen soldiers is in the hands of the Supreme Court. Today, the highest court in the land is hearing the case about the 45-foot cross in a suburb of Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A bipartisan group of members of Congress is pushing the Trump administration to provide a legal pathway for food products infused with the marijuana compound cannabidiol, or CBD. Michael Welch is the president and CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. He explains what CBD is.
So CBD is cannabidiol oil, and it is extracted from the hemp plant, and hemp is part of the cannabis family. So hemp's wilder cousin is marijuana. Marijuana has a higher concentration of THC, and hemp has little to no, usually an immeasurable amount. The legal limit is 0.3% or less THC content. So usually CBD products have less than the legal limit of THC in them, so they're safe for consumption even by a child. And that's why one of the reasons they're so popular these days is because of the safety of consumption of them. And they do have several beneficial health benefits. They help relieve anxiety. They help relieve stress.
Businesses that are selling CBD are asking the FDA to start regulating the industry a little bit more. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.